It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is being brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We count it. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/everyinch.
With the success of the Case IH Steiger Quad Track and Magnum Road Track tractors, it's no secret why Case IH is the leader of the track. So it wasn't surprising when the competition started imitating us. But only Case IH offers a five-axle design to give you a smoother ride and more power to the ground with less burning and compaction. Still, we're flattered. In fact, if we weren't already red, we'd be blushing. To learn more, visit caseih.com/tracks.
Have you noticed the weather people have started quantifying how many of us are miserable? Telling us that some 220 million Americans are shivering this morning with at least freezing temperatures. I guess misery loves company. From This Week in Agribusiness, the federal government plans to issue new guidelines for food companies after an increase in recalls of meat and poultry products possibly containing metal, plastic, and other foreign materials. The Department of Agriculture will advise food companies to start internal investigations when they receive customer complaints and to notify the government within 24 hours if contaminated products are in the marketplace. The North American Meat Institute, a trade group for the meat processors, published its own best practices last year for handling customer complaints about foreign materials in meat and poultry. And one official of the group said a lot of the complaints they get about foreign stuff in food are bogus. And he said companies often need time to analyze the veracity of the complaints before taking action. We're only 9 weeks into this year, and already 11 Illinois state troopers have been hit in their cars this year while assisting or pulling over drivers. Their agency reminds us that it's the law that if you can't move over to the other lane, away from that parked police officer, you're to slow down and drive past with caution. Don't you sometimes struggle, though, in the darkness of the night to see when those very bright LED warning lights on an officer's car or a fire truck or ambulance pierce the darkness? They are so bright. Of course, that means you can see them farther away, and that should be a signal to perhaps start slowing down a bit, knowing what's up ahead or not knowing what's up ahead. And if I'm pulled over, I get my vehicle as far away from the roadway as I can, way into the grass if possible, unless I worry about it being mud down in there. But I want to try to protect myself and that officer, and I want to give him a chance to give me a break, if he's so inclined, after I've tried to give him one. Oh, that reminds me of that night I pulled the car way over as the officer walked up and I warmly greeted, "Good evening, sir." And she replied, "Good evening, sir." Okay, it did turn out okay, but I was worried. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.